आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमधोबल इन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
पेज नंबर 602 Chapter 8, 5th section, mantra number 3, we are seeing. Here the teacher introduced that Dahara Akasha Upasana. Dahara Akasha Ishwaropasana. We can call it as Hridayakasha Ishvara Upasana. Invoking that Ishvara in your own heart, Hridayam. Where that Alpam space is available in Hridayam, upon that you invoke that Ishvara. While talking about this Upasana, here, the Upanishad is highlighting the Brahmacharya Vratam. Brahmacharya Vrata Paripalam is highlighted as an Angam, a supportive sadhana. To attain that Angi Upasana Phalam. Sadhana means, a supportive means is called Angam. Main upasana is what? Dahara upasana. Hridayakasha Ishvara upasana is the main upasana. If that upasaka desire to get full benefit of that upasana, he has to follow certain other disciplines. They are called Angam, supportive, satellite sadhanas we can call. Supportive sadhanas can be called as satellite sadhanas. Sadhana means a discipline, a means. That is Brahmacharyam here. Brahmacharya Vrata Paripalanam. Here Brahmacharyam means we should not take how a grihastha can practice. Brahmacharyam means not a bachelor here. Brahmacharya Vrata Paripalana means avoidance of overindulgence of sense pleasures. Avoidance of overindulgence in any sense pleasure. You have to restrain yourself. You have to withdraw your sense organs from those sense objects or from those sense pleasures. So restrain your mind. All the pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, all even mind, buddhi, everything you have to restrain. You have to master yourself, your own mind. That is called real Brahmacharyam. Direct meaning is avoidance of illegitimate relation with opposite sex. Avoidance of illegitimate relation with opposite sex is called Brahmacharyam. While you are doing other upasanas, other vratams, Shastra prescribe that Brahmacharya Vratam. Here the Upanishad says, this single Brahmacharya Vrataparipalana is equal to many other disciplines, many other rituals. What are they? From that first mantra, he has enumerated, Yat Yajnaha, Yad Yajnaha Itya Chakshate. Achakshate means that what people call it as Yajnaha, it is a sadhanam. What is the sadhyam? There is a sadhyam, benefit is there. That benefit has mentioned here, Yognyata. Yahagnyata tam vindate. Yahagnyata means the knower. Knower of that Ishvara Swarupam. Yahagnyata yajnaha. What is the purpose of yajna? Yajna performance is ultimately to attain Ishvara. So that yajna performance is the sadhanam. It sadhyam is yajnaha, the knower of Ishvara, ultimately Brahman. So that phalam will come through this Brahmacharyena Vindate. Then number two, yad ishtamiti achakshate, first shloka mantra lane, ishtamiti achakshate, whatever they call ishtam, the ritual, ishtapurtam manyamana varishtam, that mantra we saw in previous Upanishads. Ishtam means Shrauta Karma, Vaidika Karma, that which involves, which has got fire ritual, Ishtam. Wherever the fire ritual is there, that is called Vaidika Karma. Gnapakam ichukongo. In Smartha Karma, fire ritual won't be there. Shrauta karma lo fire ritual has to be there. Adi shrautaniki smartaniki difference. Agnihotram is compulsory in shrauta karma. So this ishta karma, whatever the benefit gives, the sadhyam, ishta karma is a sadhanam. The sadhyam is ishtva, hi ishtva atmanam vindate, anuvindate. Ishtva means attain the desired self. In the ishta karma also, Vaidika karma also, ultimately for what? Any ritual, ultimately for what? Desired atma, that self, he attains. Adi ishtva. Ishtam leads to ishtva. Ishta means ish dhatu. Ish dhatu ho, ishtam na, I desire to get something. Ishtam karma. Ishtva you will attain. That's what I desire. The self, atma. Saguna rupena anantaram nirguna brahma jnanam. Ishtva prapnoti. So attain the desired self. That is sadhyam. Phalam. Sadhyam means end. Then second mantra has given the third, another discipline. So you have to connect each ritual is equal to Brahmacharya Vratam, Paripalanam. Brahmacharyena Vindate, Brahmacharyena Vindate. Now third discipline is Satrayanam. Satrayanam means Satu Trana. Satrayanam is a big yaga in which there are many people are there. Lot of people perform that yaga is called Satrayana Yaga. That is sadhanam. Satrayana Yagam is a sadhanam. What is sadhyam? Atmana, Atmanaha Tranam. He gets the protection from Atma. That is sadhyam. Sadhanam anna sadhyam na teriyaradilliyo. Sadhanam is a means that which I use to get something that is sadhyam, end. Sadhyam is, Upanishad is mentioning, atmanaha tranam, satrayanam mulama, atmanaha tranam, and protection from the atma, means self. Sat means atma. Satutranam satrayanam. Through huchi yaga, a person get protection from the self, atma swarupam is called satrayanam. Satu plus tranam. Satrayanam vindate. Through what? Brahmacharyameva. That is also through brahmacharya vratiparipalana dvara he gets. Number 4, maunam. Silence. Maunam is the sadhanam. Atmanaha atmanam anuvidya manute. This person attains atma. Atmanam anuvidya. He knows that atma through maunam abhyasa. Silence practice. Mananat iti munihi. The one who follows the silence always does contemplation. Whenever you do contemplation, maunama irunda, one sanskar gan. Why adanginal? Nav adanginal? Nalum adangum. If nav adanginal and a talking tongue. Talking tongue, if you control, ayasam varavarku pesinde irupom. Swami, ninga pesa mudiyala, neenga pesunga. Appadi illa. So you have to. In all vratams, they say this person should not talk. He has to do upavasam. Upavasam panna enna pesi varum? Pesi varadu. Nam upavasam panna thane upavasam irundhu kuda pesinde irupa sila per. Adhenna yesterday's energy. Continuous. Maunam is the best sadhana to contemplate. Such a person, what he attains? Atmanam anuvidya manute. He does contemplation by following maunam, attains atmaswarupam, atmajnanam, sadhyam. That also he gets through brahmacharya vratya paripalanam. The third mantra, fifth ritual, that is anashakayanam, iti achakshate, whatever they call fasting. Anashakayanam means, ashanam means bhojanam, sapad. Anashakayana means not taking food and artha. Fasting. The one who does fasting, tat api brahmacharyam eva. That is also brahmacharya vrataparipalanam only. Why? Tat eshahi atmana nashyati. Anashayanam, adi you have to take in a double meaning, you have to see. But the double meaning I have given in the last class. Na ashanam, that is for food we have given. Na nashakaha anashakaha. He attains that Ishvara who is imperishable. By fasting, anashanam, without eating, anashakayanam, na ashanam, anashanam, by that, Brahmaloka Praptihi in artha. He attains Anasha Ishwaraha. Anashwaraha Ishwaraha. Through that fasting, he can attain that through Brahmacharya Vratam. What is the last and final one? Yat Aranyayanam iti achakshate. This is portion we have to see. Aranyayanam achakshate. Whatever they call aranyayanam means going towards forest. Going towards forest means vanaprastha anartham. A vanaprasthi going towards forest. What for? Anga TV irukkadu. No TV at all. No cell phone. No landline. No cardless, nothing, no email, no website, no internet. What he can do there? Dhyanam, japam, vanaprasthashramamlo one has to do dhyanam. Now, in present society, all vanaprasthis, there is no vanam to go. The whole Panagal Park, Usman Road, it looks like vanam. Now they are destroying all the trees. no forest to go, where to go, our house itself is a forest. Be like a vanaprasthi at home and chunna, TV paathinde ukkaranda eppadi. Be at home, but be as a vanaprasthi, retired and not yet retired, sitting and doing japam, contemplation, shastram, shastra pathanam, pathanam, pathanam. அப்படி பண்ணணும் சுவாமினி. என்ன பண்ணுறது, டெய்லி மேட்ச் வந்துட்டு இருக்கேன், டெய்லி சீரியல் வந்துட்டு இருக்கேன், முடிய மாட்டேங்கிறதே. என்ன, ஐ டோன்ட் சே யூ ஷுட் நாட் சி, பட் ஹவு மச் டைம் வி ஆர் ஸ்பெண்டிங் ஃபார் திஸ் நிதித்தியாசனம், ஜப்பா, பாராயணம், ஆர் ரீடிங் அகெயின் அவர் ஓன் நோட்ஸ் விச் வீ கே நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். அட்லீஸ்ட் ஆர் வி டூயிங் தட் மச் டைம். That is called Aranyayanam. If I take a literal sense of Vanaprastha Ashramam, all of us will say, what? It is not relevant to us. Enna ipo illa kaattu kella po mudiyadhu ani solluvom. Shastra says, no, no, you cannot escape. In your house itself, you can live as a Vanaprastha. Okay? Aranyayanam. Now Upanishad says, that is equal to Brahmacharyam eva. Now what is sadhyam here? Havai is there. Havai means it is very famous, popular, well known. There are two rivers are there. That arascha vai nyascha arnavau. There are two lakes are there, arascha and nyascha, aranyam. Aranyam you have to split. What? Arascha, nyascha. Now this is called Brahmaloka Varnanam. So all six upasanas over. Now this person is doing Brahmacharya Vratiparipalanam along with Dahara ஆகாஷ உபாசன ஆர் ஹிருதய ஆகாஷ ஈஸ்வர உபாசன அலாங் வித் திஸ் சப்போர்ட்டிவ் சாதன. வேர் ஹி கோஸ் டு சச் எ லோகா, பிரம்மலோகா, த பிரம்மலோக வர்ணனம். பிரம்மலோகே திருத்தீயஸ்யாம் இதா திவீனர். ஃப்ரம் ஹியர் இஃப் யூ கவுண்ட் த தேர்ட் லோகா இஸ் கால்ட் பிரம்மலோகா. What is there in that loka? Airam. Tadairam asma. Tadairam madiyam is there. How you have to split? Airam. Madiyam. That these two rivers compared to Airam madiyam saraha. The lakes are nothing but அரிசி கஞ்சன்னு சொல்லுவேன் இல்லையா, ரைஸ் ஃப்ளோர்னு கஞ்சியாக பண்ணிட்டோன்னா அரிசி கஞ்சன்னு. அந்த அரிசி மாவை வச்சு கஞ்சி பண்ண அதுக்காண்ட ஐரம்னு பேர். இங்கே ஐரம்னா ஏதோ ஐரம் எனக்கு. தட் ஹோல் லேக் இஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் தட் ரைஸ் லிக்விட் கஞ்சி, அரிசி கஞ்சி, அரிசி கஞ்சி. ஓகே, தட் லிக்விட் இஸ் இன்டாக்சிகேட்டட் மதியம். மதியம்னா இன்டாக்சிகேட்டட். இன்டாக்சிகேட்டட்னா நாட் பாய்சன். அது இஃப் யூ ட்ரிங்க் நோ யூ வில் கெட் லாட் ஆஃப் மத்து அர்த்தம். அப்படியெல்லாம் நினைக்கக்கூடாது லிட்ரல்ல, பட் இட் கிவ்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் திஸ் பீப்புள் ட்ரிங்க் நோ தே ஃபர்கெட் எவ்ரி திங், ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், வரிஸ், தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் டேக்கிங் ரம் ட்ரிம், அதெல்லாமே மதியம், தட் ஆல்சோ இன்டாக்சிகேட்டட். ஸோ பர்சன் வில் ஃபர்கெட் ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட். ஹியர் திஸ் ரைஸ் லிக்விட் இஃப் ஒன் டேக்ஸ் ஹீ ஆல்சோ ஃபர்கெட்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங், ஆல் வரிஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஆஸ் தோ. ஓகே, சரஹா. There in Brahmaloka, this lake is there. And whoever want, they can go and drink. It will never dry. Then Ashwadha Vrikshaha is there. There is a big tree called Ashwadha Vriksha. From that Vriksha, Soma Savanaha. That Soma Savanam is flowing. Soma Rasa is flowing. And there is a, that Soma Rasa, we can call it as Amritam. Okay, it is Amritam. Tat Aparajita Pur Brahmanaha. Purana here, that Puram. Brahmanaha Puram. Brahmanaha Puram. Constructed by Prabhu Vimitam Hiranmayam. There is a big mandapam. In that Brahmaji Lokal, no? There is Ashwatha Vriksha, there is a lake, and there is a mandapam. And Aparajita, that city name, Brahmapuram name is called Aparajita. No one can conquer it. Aparajita. Aparajita means no one can conquer such a city is there. Aparajita, it's called Aparajita name. Don't ask me, Swamini, you have seen and Kekadimo. Okay. Where this Brahmaji resides, residing place of Brahmaji. Whoever follow this Upasana and follow the Brahmacharya Vratam, they go to that city of Brahmaji, where is Hiranmayam, full of gold, made by the Lord for Hiranyagarbha's sake. Brahmaji is sitting there. This Upasaka also go to that Brahma Loka. Poi enna pannuva? Chandogya Upanishadu padipa. Okay. So he goes there. And that is the whole Upasana over. Now, one more incidental point we have to note. By this we can come to know there is no Vaikuntha Loka, Kailasa Loka. There is no Vaikuntha Loka, Kailasa Loka separately. Yena, there are only 14 lokas. You cannot add Goloka Vrindavana also 15th one, Vaikuntha also 16th loka, Kailasa also 17th loka. You have no right to add any one loka. 14 means 14 avanda. Chaturdasha Bhuvanangal. Then what to do with this Vaikuntha Loka, Kailasa Loka? Na? Shastra says, for a person who worships Vishnu, this Brahma Loka is Vaikuntha Loka. Very important to note. Okay, those are all thinking about Vaikuntha Loka, Kailasa Loka. Vaikuntha Vasal, Paramapadam, all think pandramilya. Kailas. So, Brahma Loka is a Vaikuntha for a Vishnu Bhakta. So, Vishnu Dutas all will welcome this Vishnu Bhakta. And they will help him, everything, and he study from that Brahmaji in Brahmaloka. It is called Vaikuntha Loka for Vishnu Bhakta. For Shiva Bhakta, Shiva Dutas will come, take this Shiva Upasaka and go there. And that is Brahmaloka is Kailasam for Shiva Bhakta. Brahmaloka alone is called Vaikuntha. Brahmaloka alone is called Kailasam. There is no extra loka other than Brahma Loka. The highest loka, every upasaka will go there. Kramamukti. He gets Kramamukti. So now we can enter into the next shloka. Almost he is going to conclude the upasana. Very big upasana. Now we'll read the fourth mantra.
Tadya evaitavaram chanyam cham. Tadya evaitavaram chanyam cham. Arnavau brahmalokam. Brahmacharyena anuvindantim. Teshame vaisha brahmalokam.
தேஷாம் சர்வேஷு லோகேஷு காமச்சாரோ பவதி. The phalam of that upasana he gives by following that brahmacharya vratam, tat yaha eva etau arancha nyamcha arnavau brahmaloke. In that brahmaloka, this aram river or lake, nyam river or lake you can take, he can attain that brahmacharyena anuvindanti. This vrata paripalanam dvara he gets that tesham eva esha brahmalokaha. For them only this brahmaloka. Whoever follow that brahmacharya vrata paripalanam, restraining his yama niyamas, following the yama niyamas, do's and don'ts, all restrictions, it is helpful for self-realization. So therefore, that person alone, tesham sarveshu lokeshu, in all those lokas, higher lokas, kamacharo bhavati, he moves as he desire. Whatever he desire, he will get it. Yes, here a big commentary takes place, lot of questions. I don't want to dwell in that. It is highly technical and highly contextual, okay, technical also. I don't want to dwell upon that. When that time comes, you know, any context, I will tell you later. Now we'll enter, one more mantra is there. That's over. Now we'll enter into sixth section. Now upasana over. What is going to happen to this upasaka? Even a kashtapattu upasana panni, what is he going to get the benefit, na? From this mantra onwards, the Upanishad reveals that phalam, upasana phalam. We'll read the first mantra, sixth section. Athaya eta hridayasya nadyastaha pingalaha yaha animnistishtanti shuklasya neelasya peetasya lohitasya etat asau va adityah pingalaha esha shuklaha pingalaha esha shukla esha neelaha esha peeta esha lohitah esha lohitah. Now the Upanishad says this upasaka atha means then after this upasana eta hridayasya nadyaha, from this hridayam, the upasaka's hridayam, nadyaha, there are nadis, those nadis taha pingalaha, they are all filled with a sukshma subtle juice, animnistishtanti pingalaha pingalasya animnistishtanti. Pingalasya means golden yellow color. All these nadis are in golden yellow color. Golden yellow color they remain, and they are in sometimes shuklasya neelasya peetasya. All our nadis are in different colors. In shukla means white, neelam means blue, peeta means yellow, lohita means red. Tat asau illa iti asau. Lohitaha iti asau. Thus, these colors all are there in our nadis. That nadis, there is a rasa. Rasa is flowing in all our whole body. That rasa has got all these colors. How these nadis, that rasa have got this color na? Upanishad says, Adityaha Pingala Esha Shuklaha. Because of Surya Rashmi. Surya Rashmi has not said here, but you have to supply. Adityaha Pingalaha. Adityaha Shuklaha. Since the Vibhzi are, you know, Vibhzi are, there are 7 colors. Rainbow, Patalo. All those colors are from the sun only. Vibhzi are means, V stands for violet. I stands for indigo. B stands for blue. This white, from that white color only, all colors are coming. So, our colors vanda namak naadila edhukku rangana. That's what mantra is going to say in the next mantra. Aditya has got all these colors. Your Hridaya nadis are also have got all these colors. Connection is, listen to the next mantra. That mantra will tell you what is the connection. In the connection porthik munnadi, we should know. See, this Upasaka has to travel. Travel theriyumilayo? Enna travel? Local travel enna? Final travel. Uttarayanam, Dakshinayanam, Margam, Devayanam, Pitriyanam. Uttarayanam is a Shukla Gati, Devayanam. Is a Pitriyanam in a Krishna Gati, Dakshinayanam. So this Ayanam decides. Kevala Karmi in a this Krishna Gati. Upasakanaka Shukla Gati. Shuklagati means Uttarayanam. We have to see that. Surya Dwarena Te Virajah Prayanti. They travel through the Surya Loka. Brahma Lokatiki Pohunamanna. You have to enter the gate. Nama Vasapadi Epadiyo. Nama Veetuku Pohunamanna Vasapadi Irikkillayo. Entrance gate. Without entering that main gate, you cannot enter into your house. Similarly, Brahmaloka, that Aparajita, that city, Brahmapuram, where full of Hiranmayam, and that Mantapam you have to enter, you have to go via the gate called Suryaloka. And the Suryalokam Valiyada Pomudiyam. Suryalokam Valiya Yar Pomudiyam, whoever follow Brahmacharya Vratam, for them only these doors are opened. Surya Loka, doors are opened for such a person only. That's what Upanishad says here. Tad yatha mahapatha atatam ubhau gramo gacchati imam cha amum cha evam etaham Adityasya Rashmayaha Ubhau Lokau Gacchanti Imamcha Amumcha Amushmad Adityat Pratayante Ta asu nadishu sruptaha asu nadishu sruptaha abhyo nadibhyaha pratayante te amushmin aditye sruptaha Swamini, Brahma Lokam Porth Veda Mantra Padikadu Kashtama Irukke. Mantra Padikadu Kashtama Irukke Brahma Lokam Yadu Not for you. You are all Jeevan Muktas. Okay. This is very upasaka we are talking. Okay. Since the tu surya tejaha tat yatha mahapada atata, just a rajamarga is coming from a village highway. Imagine, and there is a big city. One rajamarga is coming, and that rajamarga is connected to another gramam. That from one city to another city, there is a marga, it is connected. Again, this marga is connected to one all thiripi ponuma vendam. So, he is coming from that way. Again, he has to go. Therefore, he has to go back. There is a way. Suppose one way in which hongle, nama Madras la madri. So, he is coming one way, he has to go in another way. He has to go where? Same city. அது மாதிரி இந்த ரைட் சைடு ஒரு சூரிய லோகம், இங்கிருந்து சூரிய ரஷ்மிஸ் ஆர் ட்ராவலிங் வேர் டு திஸ் உபாசகாஸ் ஹிருதயத்துக்கு. உபாசகனுடைய ஹிருதயத்துக்கு அந்த நாடிக்குள்ள வந்து சேருமா இந்த சூரிய ரஷ்மி. தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் நாடிஸ் ஹவ் காட் சச் எ கலர். சூரிய தேஜஸ் வில் கம் ஹியர், ரஷ்மி வில் கம் ஹியர். What will happen? Again, the Surya Rashmi has to go to Suryan. So, this Jiva is carried by this Surya Rashmi. Upasaka Jiva will take away by this Surya Rashmi to where? Surya Loka. To open the gate. And this Jiva enters into Brahma Loka later. So, that he says here, உபௌ கிராமௌ கச்சதி இமம் ச அமும் ச இமம் ச அமும் ச. ஃப்ரம் ஹியர் டு தேர் அர்த்தம். ஏதாஹ ஆதித்யஸ்ய ரஷ்மயஹ, தீஸ் ரேஸ் ஆஃப் தட் லார்ட் சன் உபௌ லோகௌ கச்சதி. உபௌ லோகம் மீன்ஸ் மனுஷலோகா. மனுஷலோகால இந்த உபாசகனுடைய ஹிருதயம், வேர் இஸ் திஸ் உபாசகா? ஹுச்சு லோகா, மனுஷலோகா. உபவ லோகா மீன்ஸ் மனுஷ்யலோக. ஸோ ஆதித்ய ரேஸ் கம் ஃப்ரம் தியுலோக, ஃப்ரம் தட் ஹையஸ்ட் லோக தே கம் அண்ட் என்டர் இன் டு திஸ் மனுஷ்யலோக அண்ட் தே என்டர் இன் டு த உபாசகாஸ் ஹிருதயம். மனுஷ்யலோகத்தில் உபாசகன் ஹிருதயத்தில் என்டர் பண்ணி லோகௌ கச்சந்தி இமம் ச அமும் ச அமுஷ்மாத் ஆதித்ய பிரதாயந்தே. எகெயின் தே என்டர் இன் டு ஆதித்யா. They have to go there. Taha asu nadishu sruptaha abhyo nadibhyaha. These rays, asu, taha means those rays of which are coming from the Lord Sun, they enter into nadishu is there, but you can translate it as saptami. You can take it as saptami vibhakti here also. Nadibhihi சுப்தாஹான, நாடிபி சுப்தாஹ என்டர் அர்த்தம். த என்டர் இன் த நாடி ஆஃப் திஸ் உபாசகா வித் த்ரூ தீஸ் நாடிஸ், த்ரூ தீஸ் நாடிஸ் இட் பர்வேட்ஸ் ஆப்யா நாடிபியா. ஃப்ரம் தட் நாடிஸ் வேர் தீஸ் ரேஸ் வில் கோ அகெயின் கோ பேக் டு ஆதித்ய லோகா. தே என்டர் இன் டு அமுஷ்மின் ஆதித்யே, தட் ஆதித்யா தே வில் என்டர். வந்தாச்சு, டேக் இன் திஸ் ஜீவா, கோ தேர். டேக் இன் திஸ் ஜீவா மீன்ஸ் வென் ஹீ இஸ் பாசிங் அவே, நோ த டையிங் உபாசகா ஜீவா தே ட்ராவல். அட் தட் டைம் ஓன்லி திஸ் கலர்ஸ் வை தே ஹவ் கிவன் இன் ஆயுர்வேதா, தே டாக் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். வாயு பித்தா கபா. பித்தம் இஸ் கனெக்டட் டு த உஷ்ணம் அக்னி, தேஜஸ் தத்துவம், சூரிய தத்துவம். அந்த சௌர சக்தின்னு சொல்லுவான், சௌர சக்தி, சோலார் எனர்ஜின்னு. அந்த சௌரன் வந்து சோலார் எனர்ஜி ஹேஸ் கம், சோலார்னு சூரிய சக்தி, சௌர சக்தி. சௌர சக்தி இஸ் நத்திங் பட் தேஜஸ் சக்தி. தேஜஸ் சக்தி இஸ் நத்திங் பட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் பித்தம் இன் த பர்சன்ஸ் பாடி. And that Vayu is in that blue color. In our body there is Vayu, Pitta, Vayu, Kapha. And the Vayu, when these two colors mix, it comes as a blue color. Vayu is in blue color. Neelaha. Then that kapha is there, sleshma. That sleshmam, when it joins with the kapha, it will become a yellowish. இதெல்லாம் உங்களுக்கு வெரிஃபிகேஷன் வேணும்னா ஆயுர்வேத டாக்டர் கிட்ட போனா சொல்லுவார். ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரியே சொல்லிட்டார், இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் ஃபர்தர் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் கோ டு ஏ வைத்தியான்னு சொல்லிட்டார் அவரே. நானும் அதே சொல்லிடுறேன், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். ஸோ ஜல தத்துவம், கபம், வாயு தத்துவம், இட் ஹேஸ் வாட் இட்ஸ் ஓன் கலர்ஸ், ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ புட் டுகெதர் இன் யுவர் நாடிஸ். வாட் இஸ் நாடி? அன்ன காரியம், அன்ன காரியம். ஆனந்தகிரி சேஸ், இட் சீம்ஸ் He says, Swamiji says, Anandagiri says, and Swamiji says, Na padikkal Anandagiri, Swami says, Anandagiri says, these nadis are visible. But some others says, nadis are not visible at all, not drishtam. But Anandagiri says, since they are annakaryam, they are visible. What are these nadis? Veins, some people say nerves and choluva, some people say lymphatic gland, lymphatic nerves and choluva. நான் ஆராய்ச்சி பண்ணுறேன், வெளிநாட்டுக்காரன் வந்து இந்த சாந்தோக்கியத்தில் உபனிஷத்து மேலே ஆராய்ச்சி பண்ணுறேன், எப்படி ஹவு திஸ் லிம்ஃபேட்டிக் கிளாண்ட்ஸ் வச்சு ஆர் கனெக்டட், லெட் தெம் டூ ஆராய்ச்சி. நமக்கு மோக்ஷம் தான், நமக்கு ஆராய்ச்சி எல்லாம் வேண்டாம், வி வாண்ட் ஓன்லி மோக்ஷம். ஸோ வாட் இஸ் தி சாராம்சம் ஃபைனல் என்ன? ஆதித்யன் வந்து ரேஸ் வந்து இந்த ஹிருதயம் போய், ஸோ ஈவன் நார்மல் பீப்புளுக்கு கூட அந்த கலர்ஸ் எல்லாமே இருக்குது. That's a connection with all these colors. Okay? Leave about that colors. Vata, pitta, kapha, venda, ipo. Namakki pavi in the jeevan, enna aharu paakanu. Let us read the third mantra. Tadyatrai tat suptaham Samastaha samprasannaham ஸ்வப்னம் ந விஜானாத் ஆசு ததா நாடிஷு சுப்தோ பவதி தம் ந கஷ்சன பாப்மா ஸ்பிருஷதி தேஜஸா ஹி ததா சம்பன்னோ பவதி. Now here, incidental point, Upanishad says, the glory of the nadis. In our own body, what is the glory of this nadis? You don't get anywhere this portion in any Upanishad. This is very, very unique to talk about the nadis, antakala prayana. In antakala prayana, Krishna Paramatman ke each chapter ke idhira adharam. Based on this, Krishna Paramatma elaborated in 8th chapter. அந்தகாலேஜ மாமேவ ஸ்மரன் முக்வா கலேவரம் தந்தமேவ இத்தி கௌந்தேயன்னு சொல்லிட்டார் இல்லையா, அதெல்லாம் சொல்ல போகிறார் இப்போ. பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு தட் அந்தகால ஸ்மரணம், இங்கு வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு திஸ் நாடிஸ் ஜெனரலி, எவ்ரி பர்சன் வென் ஹி கோஸ் டு த டீப் ஸ்லீப் வித்தவுட் ட்ரீம்ஸ் ஸ்வப்னம் ந விஜானாத், ஹீ இஸ் நாட் இன் அ ட்ரீம், He has gone to deep sleep without dreams. Samasta samprasannaha. Samyak prasannaha samprasannaha. Samprasannaha. Swapnam na vijanat. Tada nadishu supto bhavati. Because all these sense organs withdrawn, this and the nadis all go to hridayam. And they are sleeping. All nadis are taking rest. Suptaha, when this person is sleeping, that time, tam means that sleeper, the person who is sleeping in deep sleep, kaschana papma na sprushate. No papa will touch him. Because he has gone to that sthiti. Very calm and quiet. That's why you see, while person is sleeping, romba nallavana irpa. Thank God. Yedunadhukku apparam dhaan avanukku roopam ella vaila vandidum. Yenna, he has gone to deep sleep. All nadis are gone into hridaya sthanam. Sat-chit, he is merging with Atma Swarupam there. This Saurash Shakti has flown into that nadis, all nadis. No papa can touch him that time. No papa, because there are no any other evil thoughts in the mind. Because mind is not functioning. There all bahya doshaha nasanti into that person. Bahya doshaha nasanti. Shankaracharya says, bahya vishaya samparka janita kalmasham abhavat. Bahya samparka is not there. External connection, contact is not there. If in external contact irundal ella dosham and the samparka dosham undidu maamiyar maamanar idella dosham all those thoughts fighting anger ellame undidu and the sambandhi inda sambandhi all this come because there is no samparka samparka abhavat no dosha because therefore there is no dosha there is no papa that's why every sleeper is a punyavan an artham when you are sleeping You are a punyavan. Total punya. Tejasahi tada sampanno bhavati. Because of, he is merging with that Surya Rashmi. Which are already have come into that. Every person, Surya Rashmi entering into every person's hridayam. But they don't take these all people to Surya Loka. They take only Upasaka. They enter while sleeping time they enter and this person is punyavan but upasaka only they will take back okay next mantra the glory of the nadis don't take it as granted shuddhama vechkanam body manasya nartham
Atha yatraitat avalimanam nito bhavati tamabhita asina ahuho ahu janasi mam iti sa yavad asmas sharirat asmas sharirat anutkramto bhavati tavad janati
when that's the time upasaka atha then what will happen to this upasaka etad abalimanam neeto bhavati abalimana means extremely weak this upasaka in his final stage he becomes very weak due to old age or due to any disease rogadi nimittam or jara nimittam by any cause abalimana means weakened balla rahitam anartham he cannot get up he cannot do anything then neetaha bhavati means he is going to take as a dying person and neetaha gets to attainment he is going to get attainment neetaha bhavati ready a irkar tam abhitaha what will happen that time mumurshuhu an artham Martumicha Mumursha is going to die. Mumurshuhu, the dying person, Abhitaha Asina Ahuhu. All people will come from America, London, and the Paris, in the place, and the people all will come surrounding him and say, Yes, what? Ahuhu. They'll ask him, Janasima, I am your son, you know. I am your grandson, you know, can you recognize me? Janasi maam, can you recognize me? One word, no word. Janasi maam, iti. They ask this upasaka, can you recognize me? Can you recognize me? They are asking. Saha yavad asmat sharirat anukramataha. As long as he is not leaving the body, he recognizes them. Many people recognize, okay? Many people recognize. As long as he is... Amma, theriyaradu. Enna solluva? Illa action kuda pannanum, na? Amma, na appo nariya vaadi wrong solluva? Illa illa, naan appadi... Amma, amma, correct enna solluva. In the time la, they don't allow him to chant mantra. That's the problem. People, key enga vechiruka, will enga vechiruka, nu kepa. So, Bhishmar madri, vilil anupakudada ellarni, all of you go out. Cholla venidala chonittu Bhishmar enna pannitaru. Bhishma has taught so much to Dharmaputra. Afterwards, he said, all of you go out. Inna mele podum, I want to stay alone now. Then he called Krishna Paramatma. Krishna Paramatma pinnadi nikkarar. He called Krishna Paramatma and he saw Krishna Paramatma and the naman chollinde prana viditar. Generally, upasakas, they do this. No? They say prana pano samokritva nasabhyanta charan idella panni sushumna nadi dwara. You have to send through this. Sushumna nadi has to go via this Brahma Randram. This is called Brahma Kavatam. Brahma Lokathukku poguradhukkaga idu open aaguma. And then all these nadis goes inside and through Sushumna Nadi they enter. For other people they don't open. No? Sushumna Nadi only for Upasaka. Through Brahma Randra it goes. So until he is in this body he recognizes. Anukramataha bhavati. As long as he is in the body, not yet left. Tavat janati. Until that time only he recognizes. Afterwards what will happen? Atha yatraitat. Asmashchariratam utkramatim athaitairevam rashmibhi urdhvam akramate sa omitiva hodvamiyate Sayava Chipyen Manasaham Tavad Adityam Gachati Etadvai Kalu Lokadvaram Vidusham Prapadanam Nirodho Avidusham. In this previous verse only, third mantra only, and the nadishu we have to take is as saptami as to tritiya, nadibihi, through the nadis they enter into the supta purusha, you have to take. Into the nadis, through the nadis they enter. It is not, mantra is not wrong, okay. You have to take that meaning of tritiya artha, through one. Tritiya means through. Saptami and into an ardham. Seventh case. Read the grammar. Saptami and seventh case. The tritiya meaning we have to take. In this fifth mantra, he says, Asmak Sharirat Utkramata. So once this jiva is taken away by, he has left the body. Upasaka left the body. What this Rashmi, Surya Rashmi does, Urtham Akramate, they take this Jiva, subtle body, to Sukshma Shariram, to Surya Loka, Akramate, Saha, what he says, Om Mitiva, Ha Utava, Hodva is there, Ha Utava. Utta Miyate means they take Urdhvam. Miyate means they will take him. Ha, uta, va. They take Urdhvam when he is chanting Om. If you are Rama Bhakta, you can chant Rama, Rama, Rama. If you are a Krishna Bhakta, you can chant Krishna, Krishna. Omityekaksharam Brahma Vyaharan Mamanusmaran. Bhagavan Shuntar Krishna. This is the mantra there, 8th chapter. When he chants like that, how fast he goes, Swamini? Then everyone doubt how long it takes for him to go to Brahma Loka, higher Loka. Kshipyaha manasaha tavad adityam gachyati. How much time it takes your mind to go there? That much time it will take. Fraction of seconds. Manasu evvala vegama pogiradho, avvala vegama in the jeevan poi and the aditya lokam he enters. And that kshipyamana fast. Yavatu kshipyan manasaha tavat aditya. And the sankalpam panna udane how your mind goes and visualize. That much fast this jiva upasaka travels. Okay, travels. Adityam gachati. He enters into aditya loka. Etadvai khalu lokadvaram vidusham prapadanam. This is well known. Ipidani anartham. Etadvai khalu. Etadvai khalu. Lokadvaram means surya lokadvaram. Opened to vidusham means here not wise person, not jnani, upasaka. Hey, upasaka. For him, the marga is this only, no? Where he can go? His marga is fixed here. So, prapadanam means prakarshena padyate anena. By which marga he enters into Surya Loka. But what about other people? Avidusham nirodaha. Doors are closed. Non-upasakas, those doors are not opened. So what Katopanishad says, next mantra, Tadesha shlokaham Shatam chaikacha hridayasya nadyaham Tasa murdhanam abhinisrutaikam Sa murdhanam abhinisrutaika tayordhvamayan amridatvameti vishvanganya utkramane bhavanti utkramane bhavanti care of Kathopanishad. Kathopanishad mantram only he says. Tadesha shlokaha. This alone said in Kathopanishad. What is that? Shatam cha eka cha. 101. Shatam means 100. Eka means 1. 101. Hridayasya nadihaha. There are 101 nadis. Among those nadis, one nadi is Sushumna nadi. And the Sushumna nadi divided into 72,000 nadis. And the nadi in the Surya Dwara, Tasa Murthanam Abhinishritaika. You know, I need not explain. This jiva leaves that through the Sushumna nadi, through Murtham, Kapalam Manartham. Tayoho Urdhvamayan. By going from the top of his head, enter into Surya Loka, Amritattvam Eti. Amritattvam means he become immortal. Krama Mukti Prapnoti Ityartha. Vishwam Anyan. But what about others? Anyaha Utkramane Bhavanti. Utkramanana, they come back. Other people, they will come back. For this upasaka, these doors are opened, he goes. Other people, anyaha, utkramana means they will come back. Where they will come back? You have to martya lokam or adho lokam. Manushya lokam or adho lokam, they go. That mantra is completed, therefore repetition. Utkramane bhavanti yanatham. So this is the phalam of dahara akasha ishvara upasanam. So this person goes to Brahmaloka. You have to imagine he go there and study Chandogya Upanishad from 6th chapter onwards. Or Brahmabrahadaranyakam. Enna inge padikamale postpone pannita. So he goes there and get knowledge, and he stay there for some time until the srishti completes. Then he merges into Brahman. Attain Brahma jnana kramakramama vandudu. Nana alangu poradhu evaru kashtam. Puriyudha? But attend the class, get moksha here now itself. Adhula vairagyam varadhukkaga idella sonnadhu. இதெல்லாம் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் வர்றதுக்காக சொல்லலை உபனிஷத்துக்கு, ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கோங்க. டு கெட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் உபாசன உபனிஷத்து இஸ் நாட் மென்ஷனிங். இட் இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு கோ டு தட் லோகா. பெட்டர் ட்ரை ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப் ஜீவன் முக்தி. தட் இஸ் த இன்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத். ஸோ வித் திஸ் உபாசனாஸ் டாபிக் ஓவர். நவ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு என்டர் இன் டு நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம் topic from the 7th section. We'll see that in the next class. Vishwang means, I didn't tell that word, different directions. Vishwang means Tiryak, Dakshina, all these other directions except top. All other directions this prana will go for him. Upasaka goes Sushumna Nadi. For this other people ka ella other nadis lo poyidu prana. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.